kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Kayo'y nakikinig sa Australia Explained, ang SBS audio podcast na gagabay sa inyong pamumuhay sa Australia.
Napakalawak ang bansang Australia at kung minsan ang pinakamabisang paraan para maunawaan ang laki nito ay sa pamamagitan ng road trip at libutin ito. Ayon sa travel writer na si Lara Piconi, hindi lang magagandang tanawin ang naibibigay ng road trips. Marami pa itong iniaalok.
There's so many rainforest, desert, coastal hamlets, islands. You really get a sense of all the different terrains and geography in Australia. And I think you're interacting with locals, so you're starting to build a bigger picture about what Australia is.
Pero dahil sa lawak ng bansa, mahalagang magplano ng maaga. May mga lugar na malalayo at liblib, walang signal ng telepono at walang gasolinahan sa mahabang bahagi ng daan. Kaya siguraduhing pag-aralan ang rota mo at magparehistro sa isang roadside assistance provider bago bumiyahe. Ayon kay James Williams, Head of Policy sa RACV o Royal Automobile Club of Victoria, may ilang mahalagang bagay na dapat laging nasa loob ng iyong sasakyan.
So make sure you have, for example, a first aid kit. Make sure you have an atlas. Lots of people don't have road atlases anymore and they rely on their phones. But of course, in Australia, you might not necessarily have connection to the internet. So think about that. Think about the fact that you will be potentially in a remote or regional area. And therefore, you have to be, as I said, self-contained. So take plenty of water, snacks, food, and of course, also what we would call safety equipment. So things that you might need to, say, for example, jack up the car, change your tire, make sure you've got a spare tire.
Kung masiraan ka ng sasakyan at walang signal ng telepono, payo ni Williams na manatiling malapit sa iyong sasakyan.
And the reason for that is quite simple. It's easier to find a car than a person if you're lost. And of course, with the car comes everything you've got in the car, like your first aid kit and your water and everything else that we talked about earlier. Ideally, you would wait for someone to drive by, wave them down and ask them for assistance and ask them to call emergency roadside assistance when they have reception, when they drive on.
Dagdag pa nito, laging mag-ingat sa mga hayop sa kalsada kapag nagmamaneho sa mga malalayo at liblib na lugar, lalo na sa mga kangaroo. Iwasan ang magmaneho sa madaling araw at dapit hapon dahil ito ang oras na pinaka-aktibo sila. Babala ni James Williams, maaaring ikamatay ang banggaan sa mga hayop o wildlife.
It's very important that if you are in an area where you think there's wildlife, that you slow down. If you see an animal, be particularly careful. If you are in an area where you think you will hit a kangaroo and it's likely to happen, it's very important that you don't swerve, that you apply the brakes as quickly and firmly as you can, release the brake, but don't swerve because, of course, that could mean that you hit a tree or an oncoming traffic, and that's a worse outcome.
Kapag nakabundol ka ng hayop, huminto ng ligtas sa tabi ng daan. Tiyaking maayos ang kalagayan ng lahat ng sakay. At kung ang hayop ay nasugatan, tumawag sa Wildlife Agency ng estado o teritoryo para humingi ng tulong. Samantala, ang panahon sa Australia ay maaaring makaapekto sa kondisyon ng pagbiyahe. Paalala ni William sa mga bumabiyahe na laging maging alerto, lalo na sa panahon ng extreme na init tuwing summer at sobrang lamig naman tuwing winter.
In summer, the issue is primarily bushfires and extreme heat. Heat can have an impact on batteries, particularly if you're driving an electric vehicle. But also, of course, the risk of bushfire is significant. Always be across the emergency weather app in your local state or territory. Keep up to date with any events. Fires move extremely quickly, crossroads, of course, and different terrain. In winter, it tends to be issues around frost, black ice, and generally cold and wet weather and visibility issues.
Karamihan sa mga batas sa kalsada o road rules ay pare-pareho sa buong bansa. Pero mainam pa rin na alamin ang mga pagkakaiba sa bawat estado o teritoryo bago bumiyahe. Para kay Lara Piconi, ipinapakita rin ng road trips ang pagkakaiba ng kultura sa Australia.
If you're in Darwin, for example, that's really a multicultural city and there's a lot of Asian influence. It's almost like an Asian city. You go down to the Mindle Beach markets at nighttime and watch the sunset and get all those beautiful food, all the way down to like the interior of the outback where it's really very typically Australian. You've got your beautiful outback pubs. So it's a really good way to start to unravel the various cultures in the country.
Ang tanong, saan nga ba madalas humihinto ang mga Australians habang nas... Ang tanong, saan nga ba madalas humihinto ang mga Australians habang nasa biyahe? Karaniwan ay sa mga panaderya sa probinsya, maliliit na bayan, mga pub, farm stalls at campgrounds. Ayon kay Lara Picone, hindi dapat palampasin ang mga outdoor activities na ito dahil, ayon kay Lara Picone, hindi dapat palampasin ang mga outdoor activities na ito dahil bahagi ito ng adventure sa road trip.
It's really just about getting out in nature for a lot of people. So hiking and fishing, wild swimming on the Gibb River Road. Like there's lots of beautiful water holes, Bell Gorge, where you can swim in this incredibly remote, rocky pool. No crocodiles there. But of course, you need to be careful of that if you're anywhere around the top of Australia.
Para sa mga road trip na angkop sa mga baguhan o beginner-friendly, inirerekomenda ni Picone ang mga sumusunod na rota.
There's the Great Ocean Road down in Victoria, which is a beautiful coastline to travel. There's also the Pacific Coast, which kind of goes from Brisbane to Sydney, and there's lots of beachy towns along the way. Tassie is a great spot for a road trip because it's not very big. It's like a European country, but you only need to be driving for 2 hours at a time to see some different landscapes.
Pero kung gusto mo naman ang mas kapanapanabik na adventure, ito ang rota na para sa iyo.
The big ones are like your Cairns to Cape York or your Gibb River Road in the Kimberley in Western Australia, which is incredible, quite intrepid. So you need to have a four-wheel drive and you need to know what you're doing. But there are some of the really cool ones. Also along the Murray River, where you can stop and do a bit of a kayak, is also a beautiful one. There's just so many.
Para sa karagdagang kaalaman, bisitahin ang Tourism Australia o mga opisyal na tourism website ng iyong estado o teritoryo na may mga pahina na nakalaan para sa mga road trip. Mag-subscribe o i-follow ang Australia Explained podcast para sa mahalagang impormasyon at tips sa pagsisimula ng bagong buhay sa Australia. May mga tanong ka ba o topic na gustong pag-usapan? Mag-email sa australiaexplained@sbs.com.au. Ang ulat na ito ay binuo ni Audrey Bourgeois na isinalin sa ating wika. Ako si Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.
Kayo'y nakikinig sa Australia Explained, ang SBS audio podcast na gagabay sa inyong pamumuhay sa Australia. I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.